Okay, Freilich and Pidim, thank you to the Greenblatt Mishpacha for hosting such a beautiful gathering. And you really get to see on this night, Leil Purim, what a beautiful chaver we have here at Ish Kodesh, Baruch Hashem. And you should only see tremendous naches and bracha and simcha in the entire Mishpacha.
Amen.
Chaim. Okay, so this is a half-baked Torah.
It's not half-baked?
Yeah, it's half-baked. It's not done yet. So if anybody wants to chip in, add some gematrias, feel free to do so. It's Purim, so you can come half-baked. That's what I figured. So, okay, a couple of questions to begin. One of the very difficult things to understand in Shoshana Yaakov is Baruch Mordechai we get, or Haman we get, Brucha Esther Ba'adi. What does the word Ba'adi mean? Ba'adi? Just a posh up shot. I don't understand what that means, Ba'adi. An Adi is an ornament. What does that mean? Brucha Esther Ba'adi. Try to explain that. Also, in the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and we find about 13 different psichas to Masechas Megillah, to the Inyan of Purim, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that the way that I come into Purim is the Pasuk. I forget exactly how it goes. If you have a Balkari here, help me out. Kasher sas Hashem alecha letoiv kin yosis Hashem alekeichem lahavid eschem. In the same way that Hashem rejoices to do good for you, He also makes it that the enemies should rejoice in destroying you. That's Rabbi Shua ben Levi's Pesach in Tepor. So let's try to understand what that means based on Rav Tzadik, as we'll see shortly in Mitz Hashem. Okay, so when it comes to drinking Adal Yada, which everybody's looking forward to, so we have a machlekes in the poiskim. Machlekes in the poiskim. Is it supposed to be taken literally, Adal Yada? Or, what'd you say, Ode?
Always.
Is it to be taken literally, Adal Yada? Meaning that, as it says...
Pashup shot.
Call that poishet yad, pashup shot. Or do we say lav dafka, which is the way the Rama brings it? Yoisem yilimudai, have a little bit to drink, and then go to sleep. So the way that the place can bring it down is like this: Chay v'nishlo b'shlimei ad lo yada, ad v'loy ad v'chlal. And that's really the question. The question is it ad v'ad v'chlal, or is it ad v'loy ad v'chlal? I think the Matta Ephraim or the Shai Ephraim says that's his lashon. Maybe the Tzvasem is too. V'loy ad v'chla. If you have machlekes and Maseches Nida, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, when it comes to the sheer gris by a kesim, is it ad v'chla or v'loy ad v'chla? So do we say that it's up until a gris, but a gris is tameh? Or do we say, no, a gris is included in the sheer tahor? Machlekes of Chizda and Rav Huna. Remind me about that later on. I forget. So you could say like this. We say Chai v'nishlo mishlumi yad lo yada bein ar Haman lebaruch Mordechai. So really, Haman and Mordechai have two different opinions. This is a real Purim Torah. They have two different opinions when it comes to the inyan of ad, the ad bechlal, or ad v'loy ad bechlal. Mordechai at Tzadik is like the poiskim. As you can imagine, he's the Reif Sanhedrin. He's the head of the Sanhedrin. Who would say, like the Rishonim bring down when it comes to the mitzvah of drinking Adal Yada, you have to be careful. How could it be, and the Be'er Halacha brings the Rishonim, how could it be there's such a mitzvah like this, that a person should drink mamish, that he has no kalim left? Adal Yada mamish? Can't be. So Mordechai Tzadik is of that opinion, that it's a big sakana for a yid to lose his das. And so Mameila comes along Mordechai and he says, Ad? V'loy ad bechlal. The haraya from the Megillah itself. What does it say in Pasuk? It says, "Vayovoy Mordechai ad lifnei shar hamelech ki ein lovoy b'shar hamelech b'levush sa'ak." Listen to the Pasuk again. "Vayovoy ad lifnei shar hamelech." So Rabbi say, when Mordechai comes to the shar hamelech, is that ad bechlal or v'loy ad bechlal? It's loy ad bechlal. Why? Because it says after that, ki ein lovoy b'shar hamelech b'levush sa'ak. So if it says that he came ad shar hamelech, it means ad v'loyad v'chlal. Because he couldn't come in. So Mordechai is of the opinion, clearly when it says Mordechai in the Megillah, it says Ad v'loy ad b'chla. Mam ha'man in the Megillah holds ad v'ad b'chla. Where do you see that? Because it says that Haman wanted to kill lahashmid laharegu labeg minar v'ad zakein. You think he wanted to keep around this Canaan? Can't be. Mordechai was the greatest zakein of the time. We mentioned by Shalosh Shudas, a few chevah got together. Over there it says that Mordechai, we mentioned, he lived to be over 300 years old, according to some opinions. He lived before the Churban and after the Churban. How old, how young could he have been? So clearly Haman holds ad the ad b'chla. So Mameila, when you say chai v'nishl b'sumei b'puraya, ad d'lo yada, is the pshat ad d'lo yada mean ad v'lo yad b'chla or ad v'ad b'chla? Well, it depends. Boruch Mordechai says ad v'lo yad b'chla. But Or Haman says ad v'ad b'chla. And Haman is, he says Arur because you have to be careful. You have to be careful when you're drinking ad v'ad b'chla, that you drink in a way which is tayridik. V'haraya. What's the gematria mamuchan? 156. 156. 156 is gematria ad b'chla. Because Haman is of the opinion ad b'chla. Mordechai HaYehudi, says the Arizal, is gematria shakai. Shakai is a lashon tzimtzum, which means you have to be careful. Tzimtzum is gematria ad v'loy ad b'chlal. So you have mamuchan is gematria ad b'chlal, and Mordechai HaYehudi, which is shakai, is gematria, yeah, ad v'loy ad b'chlal. So you have two different days. What's interesting is that you see throughout halacha, since we're passing like Mordechai, that it's ad v'loy ad b'chla. Rashi says ala Torah, mimach ad mimach aras ha-shabbis, tisperu chamishim yoyim. Do you include chamishim yoyim, or do you not count chamishim yoyim? Rabbi Yisai, do you count 49 days or 50 days? 49 days. So it's ad v'loy ad b'chla. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says on that pasuk, ad v'loy ad b'chla. So of course Mordechai is right, because when the Torah speaks about the word ad, the Torah talks in a way of ad v'loy ad b'chla. It's very good too, because the beginning of the Sfiras HaOmer is the second day of Pesach. And the second day of Pesach is the downfall of Haman HaRasha. As the Gemara says, it says that when Haman came to Mordechai, Mordechai was being Oisek in Hilchos Kmitza about the Minchas HaOmer. And that's the beginning of Sfiras HaOmer. So you see that when Haman comes to Mordechai, Mordechai brings down Haman as he's being Oisek in the beginning of the Inyan of what the Torah says, Ad V'lo Yad V'chla. You find in Halacha too that in Siman Tuf Kaf Vav, Halacha Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about when we say in the Gemara that you can do Kiddush Levana until the 16th day of the month. Yeah? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins the 16th day ad v'loy ad b'chla, which is consistent with what we're saying. That's how Torah views the word ad v'loy ad b'chla. However, the Be'er Halacha says, Yesh oimim ad v'ad b'chla. It's very good too, again, because it's talking about the 16th day of the month, and the 16th day of the month is the 16th day of Nisan, which is the beginning of the downfall of Haman. So again, by the 16th, you find again this inyan of Ad Bechlal, Ad Balay, Ad Bechlal. Not going to get into why, how this pertains, the whole Nes of Purim to Kiddush Levana, but it pertains. So we're moving forward. The inyan is that of course you can drink ad v'ad b'chla if you're capable of doing so. Like I've seen tzaddikim drink ad v'ad b'chla, and it's mamash a sight to see. The tzaddikim say, if you saw the Sat Mara of Fir Tish by Purim, every cup which he drank, there was more Torah. Every cup, Hanam Melachayim, a drink, more Torah. Mamash a mayin hamizgad. We have to be a person who's capable of doing that. So in order to do that, you need the midah of bitachon. The midah bitachon is the midah which allows a person to drink. Because as soon as you enter into the world of ad v'ad b'chlan, you're going to drink past your das. You have to be in a state of bitachon. Because what? If calls man that you're a bar das, so then that's not called bitachon, because you think everything's going to work out for you. But as soon as you pass that threshold of das and you enter into that world called ad v'ad b'chlan, I mean, you're past the world of das, you go ad l'yada, it's a big sakana. You have to have bitachon to go through that place. That's why the whole Nes of Purim happened in the state of what's called Vayavar Mordechai. Mordechai did Naveir L'Shma. Doing Naveir L'Shma, you have to have a lot of bitachon. Because Mordechai is the one who holds Ad V'loy Ad B'chla. How could you go that far? but he was forced into going to a world of ad, the ad b'chla'al, that's called v'yav Mordechai. So if a person is like a Mordechai and he has bitachon, he can go into that world of ad, the ad b'chla'al. But you need the midah bitachon. That's pshan pasuk we say every single day. Bitchu b'Hashem, ad dey ad. Ad dey ad means ad the ad b'chla'al. Bitchu b'Hashem ad dey ad. If you have bitachon, you can go ad the ad b'chla'al. Even bitachon is gemach ad. So it means like this, bitachon, bitchu v'Hashem, adiyad, into a place of adva abichla. So you have to have bitachon. And when you have bitachon, you'll see with your own eyes that everything which looks like on the surface, that it's not for your good, it's really for your good. It's really for your good. And that's the secret of what the Arizal says, that a person has to be shekhi. If he's going to go into the world, the adva abichla, he's going to drink to a place that he has no das, halavai, he should be zeichet to a place that he'll accidentally say, Baruch Haman. Baruch Haman. What's Pshat Baruch Haman? Because Haman is the one who's aura. Everything looks bad. A depressed person who sees everything is terrible on the outside, when a person reaches a state of bitachon, he's able to see that really everything is for your good. And that's called Baruch Haman. If you can turn around that what looked to be a terrible gzer against Klai Yisrael, it was the end of us, to a Yeshua, that's called Baruch Haman. So that's called Adva Ad Bechlal Bitchu B'Hashem Adi'ah. Now you understand just for a moment why we say Brucha Esther Ba'adi. Ba'adi means Bitchu Hashem Adei Ad. That place of Adei Ad. Everybody say, how many times does it say the word Ad in the Megillah? 10 times. That's Ad Yud. Adei Ad. Ruchub Esther Ba'adi. 10 times Yud. 10 times Ad. That's Adi. That's 10 times it says the word Ad in the Megillah. Brucha Esther Ba'adi. We come to what we said before, the Bishuv Ben Levi. The Bishuv Ben Levi was the one who said on the Pasuk, I come into the Megillah with the Pasuk, Ken Yosses Hashem Lahavid Eschem. What's Pshat of that? So says Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok is a Gevalt Gezach. He says, you find many times in the Teicha, which this Pasuk appears, it says, for example, it says, Ad Ha'avidai, Ad Hishamdach. So says Rav Tzadok, you can think that whenever it says the word Ad in the Teicha, it means Ad V'loy Ad V'chlal. So you can have hope when in the Teichecha, you can have hope that everything's going to be okay for you. Because it says the word Ad, and the word Ad in the Teichecha means Ad v'lo yad b'chlal pashtus. Except when it gets to the Pasuk where Hashem says that Hashem's going to be...
Order, 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 order,
order, order. Chaim. Except when it gets to the Pasuk... When Hashem says, I'm going to destroy you, I'm going to be happy about it. And it doesn't say the word in that Pasuk, Lashmitcha, there's no Ad. Yeshua ben Levi says, I rejoice in that pasuk. Why is that the pasuk? Because it's nisht shayach. It's not possible that Hashem would completely destroy B'nai Yisrael. It's not possible. So as soon as Haman, and this is how we finish it off. As soon as Haman went ahead and he said in the Megillah many times, Ad Zakein. And he said, Ad, Ad, Ad. And he meant, I'm wiping away every single last Jew. Every single one. It was muchrach that it couldn't happen because there needs to be a Jew. B'reishis Yisrael Yisrael. So the reason why Haman brought about his own demise because he said he was stupid enough. He didn't leave a single Yid. He wanted every single Yid to be destroyed. So someone said, I laugh at that. I laugh at that. There should be no Yid. Ad v'ad b'chlal. That's why everything turned over. That's why everything turned over. Because Haman's l'shitas like that, he says, Ad is ad b'chlal. But that's the downfall of Haman in Russia because he holds Ad v'ad b'chlal. That's the downfall. It gets very good in the beginning of the Megillah. The Megillah sets the precedent. It's the very first pasuk sets up this whole drasha. What does it say? Is ve'ad kush ad b'chlal or ad v'loy ad b'chlal? 2 days in the Gemara. One day in the Gemara says that we're right next to each other. That's called v'loy ad b'chlal because they're right next to each other. It doesn't include the whole world. But if it's ad b'chlal, then it goes all the way around. So you see that the Gemara itself is telling you in the very first time that it says ad, that ad can mean ad b'chlal or v'loy ad b'chlal. Because it's the story of Haman and Mordechai. Ad or v'loy ad b'chla. There's other things here in my paper, but I'm going to wrap it up. Oh, Rav Chizda and Rav Huna. Rav Chizda and Rav Huna. So the Gemara over there says that Rav Chizda is of the opinion, where he says, ad v'ad b'chla. And Rav Huna is of the opinion where he says, no. Ad v'loy ad b'chla. Then the Gemara says, can't be. It can't be. You have to be able to find a way that Rav Chizda says, ad, it's really hard to keep track of this, that Rav Chizda says, Ad ve lo ad bichlal. Thank you. And Rav Huna says ad ad bichlal. You have to be able to find a way to do that. Why are we so careful of that? Why is it that we have to turn it around to make sure that Rav Chisda says ad ve lo ad bichlal and Rav Huna says ad ve ad bichlal? You know why? Because how much is gematria Rav Chesed?
40,000.
Rav Chesed is gematria Mordechai. That's Rav Chisda's shita. Rav Chisda is Rav Chesed. And Rav Chesed is Rav Chisda, that's Mordechai. So when the Gemara started off by saying, I see the Chor Rav Chisda holds, Ad Ve'ad Bichlal can't be, says the Gemara, because Mordechai is the opinion Ad Ve'loy Ad Bichlal. But Rav Huna was the one who said, Ad Ve'ad Bichlal, the Gemara says, can't be. That Rav Huna is the one who says, Ad Ve'loy Ad Bichlal. He has to hold Ad Bichlal. Why is that? Because Huna, how do you get to Haman from Huna? Because you have to use Atbash. And it's very good why you have to use Atbash too. Because a Vav and a Mem, not an Atbash, it's in a different... Okay, I have to explain this a little bit. There's Chamisha Mutzal Sapeh. There's five places where the letters come out of the mouth. There's five places where the letters come out of the mouth. For example, from the throat you have Aleph, Ches, Ayin, and Hey. Yeah? From the lips, we're gonna go this far. From the lips you have Beis, Vav, Mem, Pei. All of these letters, they come from the lips. Bumf, they're called. Bumf. Yeah? That means that these letters can be interchanged. Boom. Yeah? It's very good. Give me 1 second. Why? Yeah? Yeah. So it goes like this. So if you have Huna, yeah, you have Huna, the letter of Vav is interchangeable with a Mem, because Vav and Mem is boom. They interchange. So Huna turns into what? Hamna, which is Haman. And it's very good because this inyan of changing around is like v'nahapachu. In Mamash, it's a v'nahapachu. The fact that he even went like that and back like that, that's called v'nahapachu. So you have Rav Chisda, thus is Mordechai, Rav Ches, Machi Mordechai, and you have Huna through Bumf, which is Haman, it's a Mamedo, where the Gemara first entertains the other way, it says, no, it can't be v'nahapachu. You have to be able to find a way that Rav Chisda should say this way, and Rav Huna should have say that way. Shalom, Ayyaseh, Vishabi Zaychet, Yeshua, Yahuidim, Haisa, Arif, Haisa, God, came to Yelano. Hey.